I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You're listening to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the brand new Odyssey app. We have a lot of stuff to get into over the course of the next 4 hours. I appreciate you listening and making me a part of your day. My name is Carrington Harrison. Rob Brinton is producing this thing, taking you up until 6 o'clock. So Danny Duffy was on Fesco in the Morning earlier today, and they have had a fantastic week on the morning show, Fesco in the Morning. And Duffy sort of did his farewell interview with Kansas City. He had his proper send-off, and I do think Danny Duffy should be appreciated and have the proper send-off. He's a player who always showed great loyalty towards the organization, towards the city. He was always a valuable member of the community. Danny Duffy has always been a very stand-up individual, so I'm happy that Danny Duffy had the time and was able to take the platform and get his message across to the Kansas City public over a 25-minute interview earlier today on Fesco in the Morning. I highly would encourage you to check it out. I listened to it this morning, and I went back and I listened to certain parts of it, and the light sort of went off in my head on Danny Duffy. If there is one player that I think embodies Kansas City Royals baseball over the last 10 years and maybe is the best and most accurate representation of Dayton Moore and who he is as a man and a leader, I think that person is Danny Duffy. So Duffy went on Fesco in the Morning. Here's what he had to say about embracing Kansas City.
I think it's just something that I've always done, is anytime I decide I'm going to do something, I'll put my heart and soul into everything. And whether it be a friendship or any kind of relationship or, my job or my work, my workouts, whatever. I think, you gotta dump every ounce of your soul into what you are doing, or else you're not going to get everything out of it. I love Kansas City for multiple reasons. This is a really obscure way of putting it, but it's like a metropolitan version of my hometown. And I say that being, you walk around and somebody asks you how you're doing and they wait to hear your answer. Like, they genuinely want to know. And that's very rare. And I just think the people out there are just different. And I love them for it. I think everybody's just so much more careful and thankful and just every positive adjective you could use. I just absolutely love it, and it means a lot to me.
That was Danny Duffy earlier today on Fesco in the Morning. Again, if you missed it, I would highly encourage you to check out the podcast page on 610sports.com. If I think about the qualities of Dayton Moore as a person and as a leader, I think the number one personality would be loyalty. He has shown an immense amount of loyalty, not only to Kansas City in turning down every other offer and building up an organization in the way that he sees fit right here in Kansas City, but he's also shown incredible loyalty to individuals, sometimes at the detriment of the group. But if there's one thing we know about Dayton Moore, is once you get on his good side or you're in the circle of trust, to quote Meet the Parents, you are always going to be in that circle of trust. He will go above and beyond to help you get to where you need to be as a person and also as a baseball player. There has not been a player this side of Billy Butler in the last 15 years who has shown the amount of loyalty to the Royals organization than Danny Duffy. Danny Duffy was saying, bury me a Royal, before it was cool to say that. We're talking about 2011, 2012. I know some of you just started watching the Royals back in 2014, and I'm talking like late in 2014, like August and September of 2014. But Danny Duffy was saying it was cool to be a Royals fan when it wasn't cool to be a Royals fan. The only other person that I've come around that's shown that level of love to the Royals is Billy Butler. You could probably put Mike Sweeney in that conversation too. Sweeney's always been incredibly loyal to the organization, and not just loyal to Dayton Moore. He was loyal to the old Royals regime, and there wasn't no reason to show them any loyalty. There might not be a player who is the perfect embodiment of what it means to be a Royals player in the Dayton Moore era more than Danny Duffy. We've also seen with that loyalty comes an extreme amount of patience. I don't know if there's a player that he's shown more patience with than Danny Duffy. Whether it was Danny Duffy who retired the first time when he was working his way up to the major leagues, Dayton giving him the freedom to kind of figure out his life situation. When he was ready to come back, he worked with them. He obviously got him to the major leagues. When Duffy got in trouble off the field, would have been a real easy way to sort of turn your back and move on from Danny Duffy. But the loyalty and patience in one of your more talented players really, really started to shine through when it comes to Danny Duffy. He's also a champion. When you think about our conversations around Dayton Moore, they're sort of boiled into, well, they won the World Series. That's like the ultimate trump card. If you're somebody who thinks that LeBron James is a better basketball player than Michael Jordan, there's some arguments to make. You know what the ultimate trump card is? Mike went 6-0 in NBA Finals. If you're a LeBron fan, there really ain't much of a counter for that. We might have our own individual issues with the way the Royals are currently going and where they're particularly headed. But one thing that you can't really push back on or fight is 2014 and 2015. It sort of ends every single argument that you could potentially have against Dayton Moore. Say what you want about Danny Duffy. The height of Danny Duffy's career happened perfectly in the window of the Royals. There's a different level of connection with all of those individuals. There is a different sense of pride with all of those individuals than everybody else. Those are the guys that when they do the 10-year anniversary and the 15-year anniversary and the 20-year anniversary, I've lived in this city long enough to know when I was a kid, and Rob, you remember this as well, they were celebrating the 1985 World Series and like random years in 2002. Just like, oh, hey, we're going to bring half of the team back, and everybody would go to the ballpark to celebrate those, to celebrate that team. That's how the 2015 Royals are going to be. Once we get to like 2027 and Christian Colon comes back and throws back the first pitch, he will get the same ovation that Eric Hosmer will get because he's a champion. He was a part of some of your greatest and best memories of being a Royals fan. That's really where the closeness and pride comes to with Danny Duffy. He is forever in that fraternity. And regardless of if he lived up to expectations or lived up to the contract, he is always going to have a very special place in people's hearts because he's attached to that team. But on the positive side of this conversation, there's certainly a lot of positives when it comes to Danny Duffy. There's also the negatives. As great as Dayton Moore has been, he is not batting 1,000 here. He does not have an unblemished record. I would say one of the problems of the Royals over the last couple of years was it was very obvious that the Royals needed to go in a different direction. It was very obvious that the Royals needed to do something very similar to what the Cubs did. If you look at what the Cubs have done over the last week with the trade deadline, the Cubs were willing to absolutely break it down in hopes that they can eventually build it back up. They were trading fan favorites. They were trading guys that their city and their fan base has the same emotional connection that you do to guys like Danny Duffy, guys like Alex Gordon, guys like Whit Merrifield, guys like Salvador Perez. I mean, they were trading guys like Chris Bryant and Craig Kimball. Like, they were trading foundational pieces that helped that organization and that team win a World Series. But eventually, you got to look yourself in the mirror and you got to say, it's over. And for the most part, I would say the Royals have sort of walked this very thin line of moving on from 2014 and 15 while simultaneously trying to live in 14 and 15. the further and further we get away from it, there's less guys that we sort of have that emotional connection to that's tied to those positive memories of that time period. And it's up to guys to sort of build their own legacy and move forward. The contract that Dayton Moore gave Danny Duffy did not work for the Royals. There's no other way to argue it. They always say that free agency is paying a player for what you think he's going to do and not what he's done. A lot of the contract now, looking back, was paying for potential that we never got to fully see developed. Danny Duffy also represents Dayton's biggest flaw. For as many great things as he has done in this organization over his 15 years of being here, he has never properly developed a quality starting pitcher. That person does not exist. Rest in peace to Yordano Ventura. We didn't get to see that through, but we can go through the list of hand-picked, homegrown individual talent that Dayton Moore is sort of tabbed to be the one. None of those guys have worked out near what our expectations were in the very, very beginning. So Danny Duffy has always been a very complex individual, at least in terms of how to contextualize his legacy and what he means to Kansas City. I got nothing but love, nothing respect for Danny Duffy. He has always been a straight-up individual with me, and I would consider him to be a friend and a friend of the show. So there is one side of the coin that I think he represents so many of the good things about this organization over the last 10 years. Even though this organization hasn't been the most winning franchise over the last 5 years, they've always been an organization that you feel proud of, that doesn't embarrass you, that you can wear that blue and white hat and feel pride that you cheer for the Kansas City Royals. They've done a great job with the community. They've done a great job, I think, in celebrating 2014 and 15 and the players who were so pivotal to them winning those World Series. That's guys like Danny Duffy. But he also represents, since that window is closed, a bad contract that the Royals got themselves into, and also Dayton Moore's inability to develop quality starting pitching. Back when Jeff Passan was allowed to come on this show, there was a time that Jeff Passan said that he thought Danny Duffy had a chance to be one of the five best left-handed starters in baseball. He never became that, or really anywhere close to that consistently. Some of that has to be on the Kansas City Royals. Keep it locked in right here. You're listening to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the brand new Odyssey app.
The Drive, 610 Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You're listening to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Back in on The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. So the last five seasons, the playoffs have featured a team who was under 500 the year before. We'll give you the teams, and we'll ask the question, who do you think is the under 500 team that's going to turn it around and make the playoffs this season? We'll answer that question coming up in just a little bit. You're listening to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio. I also have a movie observation coming up at the bottom of the hour as well. I watched another 80s movie a couple of days ago, and I have been on this kick, Rob, of the last, I would say, probably week or so of watching bad 90s and early 2000s teen movies. Like, I have been watching She's All That, Never Been Kissed. I've been watching, like, those kind of, like, bad, cheesy, like, 90s, early 2000s rom-com kind of movies. I have a question about movies. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. But I want to have a conversation with you about not being that guy. I think it was Fesco's show that used to have the segment called Don't Be That Guy. We're going to play a very simple game of that in the form of One Gotta Go. Hit it, Rob. All right, Rob, text line 913-576-7610. Instead of picking the best option or your favorite option, we're flipping it on its head, and I want you to pick your worst or least favorite option of all of these. Who's the worst guy? Fantasy football guy, gambling guy, multiple bracket guy. Who's the worst guy? Fantasy football guy, gambling guy, multiple bracket guy.
I'm gonna say multiple bracket guy by a hair over gambling guy. Gambling guy is pretty bad because gambling guy loves to tell you how much he's bet on each game as if we care. That's your money. That's not our money. Do whatever you want with your life. But I think multiple bracket guy is actually worse because multiple bracket guy, you'll be watching a game with them. You know, it's the Thursday night, the tournament just started, you're at a bar, and like nine games are on. You're sitting there and North Texas Purdue is on, a 4-13 game. And North Texas is beating Purdue, and you're thinking to yourself, wow, who saw that coming? No one saw that. Interesting game, I'm enjoying this. And multiple bracket guy will tell you, well, my main bracket, I had that upset. But unfortunately, in the bracket that's really already busted, I had Purdue. So that one's just super busted. So I'll just get rid of that bracket. But let me tell you something about bracket two that no one else is telling you. Oral Roberts is a team to watch. I don't need to know every pick you have in your multiple brackets, dude. I'm just trying to watch Purdue North Texas.
It's also impossible for multiple bracket guy to ever be wrong. If you have 19 different possible outcomes, in the end, you're going to pick the right teams to win because you've taken so many shots. This is the thing, though, about multiple bracket guy. Multiple bracket guy is only annoying for 4 days a year. In theory, he's only annoying for 4 days. Fantasy football. Have you ever tried to watch a football Sunday with somebody who is either a heavy daily fantasy football player or is in multiple leagues? Every touchdown in the league has an effect on their team. Every single touchdown, bro. You can't have this guy on your team or be going against this guy. Who is this? This is Theo Riddick. Nobody is playing Theo Riddick today. Why are we doing this? Fantasy football guy ruins your Sunday. I don't want to be around you on Sunday. I don't want to be around it. I'd have absolutely no interest in being around it. Fantasy football guy is by far and away the worst person to be around out of these three.
I think actually fantasy football guy is the most tolerable guy because, like, the only thing that sucks about fantasy football guy, and maybe this is me as a Chiefs fan, have you been watching a Chiefs game with fantasy football guy and the Chiefs are a nip and tuck game against, say, the Saints, and Breeze throws a touchdown to Jared Cook? Fantasy football guy, everyone in the room is like, oh no, it's down to seven. I wonder what Mahomes will do. Fantasy football guy is like, was that Jared Cook? All right.
You're like, shut up, dude. My favorite thing about fantasy football guy is I want the Chiefs to win, but I want Keenan Allen to have 200 yards receiving.
Oh, yeah.
Well, then they're not winning then. What are we talking about not winning? Like, you see a scenario in which Keenan Allen has 200 yards, three touchdowns, but the Chiefs still win this football game? Probably not, sir. Probably not. All right, moving on. In worst guy, don't be that guy. You're playing pickup basketball, Rob. Ball hog guy. So guy who thinks he's Kobe. Guy who takes the game way too seriously. Big man who only shoots threes. Or I could have gone D1 guy. Who's the worst guy on your team in a pickup basketball scenario? Is it ball hog guy? The thing about ball hog guy is he's not efficient. He's shooting 2 for 14. He might have 2 big threes in the game, but I would hope so. We took 20 shots at the team and you took 14 of them. You're going to hit big shots over the course of the game. Ball hog guy, guy who takes the game way too seriously. Big man who only shoots threes. I could have gone D1 guy. Who's the worst?
I'm going to say I could have gone D1 guy because every other guy on there is bad, but their evil is contained to 12 points of pickup basketball. I could have gone D1 guy in the interim while you're in that little, you know, wait for someone to make their free throws moment of pickup game is telling you all about how he got jobbed in high school by someone clearly superior to him. You know what, man? I should have gone D1. I threw like 5 assists a game to Ochai. Well, he can jump out the gym and you're just a nobody. Leave me alone. Go away. I'm just trying to get a little sip of water before it's time for another game to run. So because I'm forced to talk to him for the longest time, I'm going to say could have gone D1 guy.
Texlon says this. You're forgetting about calls every foul guy. I rarely have played with call every foul guy. Now, I'm not sure how it is in this two America system, but you know the guy that almost always starts the fight when I play pickup basketball? It's a somewhat physical game, but it's pickup basketball. Like, you're not calling fouls. You call a respectable call, but that's it. But once it gets to game point or you got to win by two, the guy that then calls every single foul once it's crunch time is the guy that almost always starts a fight. Like, it'll be an up and down flow of the game, but now it's 13-12, and now we're playing deuce. You got to win by two, and every time you hand check him or any contact at the basket, he's calling foul and take it up top? Oh, hell no. Nah, bro. That's not how it works. You know what I'm picking? I'm picking big man who only shoots threes.
This feels like a personal attack.
Bro, you're 6'7". Why are you at the three-point line? Most of the time, big guy who shoots threes is the guy that you don't know. You only picked him up for his size. You only picked him up to defend the rim, block shots, and get easy layups at the basket. He thinks he's Sam Perkins. He thinks he's Mark Gasol. You don't get your big ass on the block and show me a couple post moves. Big guy who shoots three, he's a catfish. You know who the ball hog is. You can spot who the ball hog is. If you came to the gym wearing a jersey, then you're probably taking all the shots in the world. I knew that going in. I knew that when I selected you. Guy who takes the game too seriously, he's just a danger and a threat to everybody. Bro, we got to work tomorrow. Somebody says, leave Dean Wade alone. He's tall and has range. Nah, Dean Wade. See, that's the thing. Big guy who can shoot threes thinks he's Dean Wade, but he's not. All right. Worst person to sit by, Rob. Person who sits in the middle seat but constantly gets up. Complains about every foul. Drunk comedian guy. Or guy who is constantly standing. Who's the worst fan to sit by at the game? Middle seat person who keeps getting up, complains about every foul, drunk comedian guy, or stands up the whole time? Who's the worst person to sit next to?
I'm going to say stands up the whole time guy because it's like 2nd and 1 in the middle of the third quarter. Sit down. Stop yelling defense. They're going to concede this first down. Or at least let me get to 3rd down before you're standing in my face. And the other thing with stands up all the time, guy, is early going in the game. He's on your right or left. He stands up. You don't know he's stand up every play guy. So you stand up thinking, oh, someone's got to be coming down the aisle. And then all of a sudden, you're standing up. And you're like, why am I standing? This is stupid. It's the first quarter of the first drive. No, thank you. Stands up way too often, guys, the worst.
I'm going to go middle seat guy that always gets up. I understand that you're going to complain for every call. We're the home team. Drunk comedian guy, he might get a lot of shots up, but he, when he connects and he says something funny, it's going to bring great levity to the situation or joy to everybody around him. As long as you're not like drunk obnoxious or like want to fight guy, drunk comedian guy is actually kind of funny from time to time. Stands the whole time. As long as you're not directly in front of me, I don't really care what you do if you want to stand up all the time. You know if you got a little bladder. Why did you get seats 7 and 8 or 8 and 9? Why did you not get 1 and 2 or 15 and 16? You had the opportunity to quickly just dip out and duck out whenever you need to. You got the middle seat? Come on now. Middle seat guy is inconsiderate to everybody and only really cares about himself. Middle seat guy is the absolute worst. Last one here, Rob, really quickly. I'll let you do it because I don't play beer league softball, but I do know enough about it. Guy who dives for every ball, guy who heckles the umpire, the guy who thinks he's being scouted, or by far and away the worst player out there that is an automatic out for your team. Who's the worst person to have on your team? Dives for every ball, heckles the ump, thinks they're being scouted. Like they think Dayton Moore's pulling up to Penn Valley to watch you play beer league softball, or the absolute worst player on your team.
Oh, it's the guy who thinks he's being scouted. He's the worst. He shows up in baseball pants. He slides. He has like the arm sleeve on. He's got batting gloves. And he's, you know, he hits a weak grounder to third and he's busting it down the line. Dude, I'm out here in basketball shorts trying to enjoy a Bud Light for $5. There's no need to be sliding into second. He's also the guy on the bench is screaming things like, let's get a rally going. Dayton's not coming out here. JJ Piccolo's not coming out here. Gene Watson from the Angels now ain't going to go watch you and be like, you know what? That guy is the guy we need in our system. It's over. You have no baseball career. Your softball career is non-existent. Sit down, shut up, and play for fun like the rest of us.
Someone says, have you ever been to Arrowhead? We stay in the entire game. That's not true. I've been to enough games at Arrowhead. I actually am probably the worst person to go to a Chiefs game with. You want to know who I hate at Chiefs game? Guy who is like the section cheerleader guy. Bruh, it's third down in the first quarter of the game. This is not an important down. We do not need to all be standing up, banging the back of the seat for this 3rd and 2 from the 50-yard line in this 0-0 ball game. I don't have any interest in doing that. Later in the game? Yeah, sure, that's a part of it. I'm not standing up for 16 consecutive third downs. I just don't have any interest in doing that. I'm all right. I don't have any interest in doing that. No thanks. Don't do that around me.
That's like week 3. You're like, come on now.
Yeah, don't do that to me. They're playing the Jets. Why are you? What are you doing here? This is Chiefs and Falcons. Why are we standing up on third down in the first quarter banging the seats? Out of the, keep away from me. Keep away from me. I don't want it. I don't want it around me. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll be joined by Rex Hudler. Hud had a lot of fun answering your questions, so we'll ask Hud more questions today. 913-576-7610. Before we do that, the last 5 seasons, there has been a team with a losing record that turns around and makes the playoffs the following season. We'll go through the options, and we'll tell you who we think it's going to be this season. Keep it locked in right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive, weekdays 2 to 6.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to The Drive.
Back in on The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the brand new Odyssey app. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will be joined by Rex Hudler, Royals television broadcaster. Hud told us that he had a lot of fun last week answering your questions. So if you got a question for Rex Hudler, we'll ask it to him coming up at the top of the hour. We'll also get his memories on Danny Duffy, as Danny Duffy is now a member of the Los Angeles Dodgers, certainly a part of the country that Rex Hudler knows very, very well. So as we are waiting for the preseason and the regular season to get going for the NFL, everybody around the country is starting to make their preseason predictions. So we looked this up today. Over the last five seasons, we could probably keep going back, but I think the point has been clearly made. A team who the season prior finished under 500 turned around and made the playoffs the next year. That one of the reasons we love the NFL so much is the turnover and the parity that exists. And every year you believe that your team has a chance to win 9, 10, or potentially 11 games and at least clinch a wild card berth. Rob, these are the teams that you have to choose from. So one of these teams, historically, will make the playoffs this season. New England, the Jets, Cincinnati, Houston, Jacksonville, the Chargers, the Broncos. I don't know if we can count everybody in the NFC East. All of them had a losing record, but we know by default one of them has to make the playoffs. The Vikings, the Lions, Carolina, Atlanta, San Francisco. One of those teams are guaranteed to make the playoffs this year. I know you guys are going to kill me for this, but the team most likely to make the playoffs who had a losing record this year in the AFC is the Los Angeles Chargers. If you're telling me that the only possible options are New England, Jets, Cincinnati, Houston, Jacksonville, the Chargers, or the Broncos, the quarterback options are Cam Newton, Zach Wilson, Joe Burrow, who I thought had a fantastic rookie year but is coming off a significant leg injury. Who knows who's playing quarterback for the Texans? Jacksonville has a rookie quarterback in Trevor Lawrence and Drew Lock and or Teddy Bridgewater. Which of those makes the most sense? The Los Angeles Chargers are the team that makes the most sense. The thing about the Chargers is, I don't know if we've ever questioned the talent that the Chargers have. The question has just always been, can they stay healthy? And when they had Phillip Rivers, is he going to be the one to cost them? But in the AFC, I don't care how big of a Chiefs fan you are, the team that's most obvious to make the playoffs that had a losing record last year, I think, is the Chargers. I think they're a more talented team than the Patriots. They have more playmakers than the Patriots. They also got a better quarterback than the Patriots. I think they're pretty obvious. In the NFC, I do think it gets a little bit trickier. Rob, I think it's a toss-up between Dallas, Minnesota, and San Francisco of a team that has a losing record last year that we think is going to turn it around. I'll pick Dallas, best quarterback, I think most talent in the division as well. I just don't know what the high end when it comes to that division. Like, if you look at it, I think the Giants stink at quarterback. I don't think we know about Philadelphia, but I think we can acknowledge what Jalen Hurts' limitations are. And we know at some point the Ryan Fitzpatrick experiment's going to end at some point. We don't know when it's going to end, but that ain't holding up for 17 games. We know that's going to be a bumpy, up-and-down roller coaster. I think the Cowboys win that division and probably win at least 9, maybe 10 games this year. I think the Cowboys are probably the most likely NFC team to turn it around just because of the ease of their division, even though I like San Francisco more as a team. So if I had to pick two teams with a losing record to turn around and make the playoffs this year, I think the two answers are Los Angeles, the Chargers, and the Dallas Cowboys in the NFC.
So I agree. I think the answer is pretty obvious to the Chargers, but instead of just me echoing all the things you just said about the Chargers, I think the Chargers are the correct answer, I'll go off the beaten path here, and I will say the New England Patriots. Now, they have a big question mark at quarterback. There's no way around that. Cam Newton did not look right last year. He ran for 8 touchdowns and only threw 16. That's not a winning formula in the NFL. But Bill Belichick's defense is going to be at full go again. Because remember during COVID, he lost a lot of players to opt-outs, and they spent a lot of money to bolster an already strong unit. Kyle Van Noy is back. Players like that. Bill Belichick is very, very smart. He went 10-6 with Matt Cassel. If his defense is clicking the way it was with what we thought was decrepit Tom Brady back in 2019, if Mac Jones and or Cam Newton can be just good enough, I think that team could slip their way into the playoffs. I will probably be the last one saying it because everyone thinks last year proved it. I think Belichick was more the reason for success in New England than Brady. I will think that until I'm proven totally wrong. I'm 98% wrong now, but I'm not totally wrong. So I think the answer on the AFC is the New England Patriots. On the NFC side, I'm just going to avoid the NFC East because it's not really fun to talk about them. The Niners are probably the correct answer, but I'll go off the beaten path again, and I'll go the Carolina Panthers. Sam Darnold has a lot of talent. There's a reason he was a high draft pick, and the Jets did literally none things to support him. None. I love Matt Rhule. They've improved their offensive line. They've improved their weapons. Their quarterback has taken a notch up. Christian McCaffrey will in theory be healthy this year. And the Saints are due for a major regression because they don't have a quarterback. Taysom Hill / Jameis Winston doesn't count as a quarterback. So the Panthers will gobble up some available wins in that division. So it's Panthers and Pats. Those are your teams that go from sub-500 to playoffs.
Let me ask you a question about Carolina as I'm looking at Sam Darnold. I'm sure I'm missing somebody, but if Sam Darnold turns it around, it will be one of the greatest quarterback reclamation projects we've ever seen. Sam Darnold has not been average the last two seasons for the Jets. He's been downright terrible the last season for the Jets. Last year, they went 2-10 with him as the starter. He completed less than 60% of his passes. He threw for 2,200 yards. He had 9 touchdown passes to 11 interceptions last year. 9 touchdown passes, 11 interceptions. I'm not saying it was a good situation. It obviously was a bad situation. I think Adam Gase has proven time and time again how bad of an offensive mind that he is. It's kind of hard to think you go from 9 touchdowns to 11 interceptions to now turning around and being a guy that can get that Carolina Panthers team to 10 or 11 wins this season, which it might take in the NFC. It might take 10 or 11 wins now you factor in the added game. It might take that for you to be a wild card team. I'm kind of cool on Carolina. I think they'll be clearly better and improve this season. I could see them winning 7 games, maybe going 8-9 this year. I think the playoffs is a little bit lofty. You want to know a team that I could potentially be buying into? Jacksonville. Colts regression year. Houston, can't really call it a regression year, but they look absolutely miserable this season. Let's say that you're right on Tennessee. Let's say that you're right. And Tennessee takes a step back and they start to regress and they're going to be a 7-8 win team. If Trevor Lawrence is a rookie of the year candidate, he's the favorite to win it. You've got two really strong running backs, James Robinson, who's probably a top 12 back in the league, certainly in the conversation, and Travis Etienne, who I think is going to be a really good 1B change of pace, can catch the ball out of the backfield guy. Love their skill position players, good offensive line, and they spent a lot of resources to improve their defense. It's not crazy to think Jacksonville is going to take a step forward this year. Now, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. That's not the team that I'm picking, but if there's always that, oh snap team in the NFL. Like, how do we not see this coming? It was right there in front of us. I think of all the bad teams from last year, Jacksonville's probably the one who was best in position. Like, I like what Cincinnati did this offseason, but they're just in way too tough of a division. Like, they're going to need more time to close that gap between them and the good teams in that division. Jacksonville doesn't have that far to go to close that gap between them and the other good teams in that division.
I'll say this about my Panthers suggestion. We all wrote Ryan Tannehill off as a bum, a bust, a guy who's not good in the NFL.
Tannehill wasn't as bad as Sam Darnold.
You're right.
Darnold's bad. He was bad.
He had not bottomed out like Darnold. You're right. But with Adam Gase coaching in Miami, no one said Ryan Tannehill will one day be a 30-touchdown guy. No one was thinking that. None people. Zero. Miss Tannehill didn't believe that. And he became that last year in Tennessee. I agree with you on Jacksonville. They're an interesting thing. The only thing with Jacksonville that gives me hesitation to go all in on them, because you know how I hate the Titans in that division. Hate the Titans.
You only hate the Titans because their best players are running back.
In 2021.
You don't have really any other reason to dislike the Titans.
And their defense is horrible. I will continue to say this. Their defense is awful. Their defense is bad.
They might have got the best available player this year as a free agent on defense, though, in Bud Dupree. I think Bud Dupree is going to have a big
year. His health's a wild card.
Fair point. I can't argue that.
There's no way to know what he's going to be coming off that injury. And one linebacker doesn't change a defense. I know he's a pass rusher, but it doesn't totally change a defense. That's another reason to dislike them. The thing about the Jags is, I just don't know if they have a coach. Urban Meyer was wildly successful in college, but a lot of college coaches don't become wildly successful in the NFL. Steve Spurrier was gobbling up national titles and then went to Washington and stunk. This happens a lot in pro football. The game just doesn't translate. So Urban Meyer might come up and be great, and you're right about the Jags being a team that could be on the come up because they have all the ingredients. But until I see Urban Meyer coach an NFL game, I can't bank on him to make a team an NFL playoff team.
Coming up in just a little bit, we'll be joined by Rex Hudler, Royals television broadcaster. Rex Hudler will be on the show coming up momentarily. Hud told me that he really enjoyed answering your questions last week. You know how much Hud loves to help the people. 913-576-7610. We'll talk to Hud about Danny Duffy and him being traded to the Dodgers, and then we'll ask Hud your question. So if you've ever wanted to ask Rex Hudler a question, now is the time to do so. Start sending those questions in. 913-576-7610. So you guys remember, I watched probably 20 80s movies in June and July. I watched a lot of 80s movies, and it was a fun experiment. So I've been kind of going back and watching some older films. And Rob, there's been one thing that I've noticed in a lot of these movies that I would love to ask you about. Rob, if you can hit some like cheesy 80s music so I can ask this question. Why is it in every, like, rom-com, there's always the airport scene, right? So I just was watching Summer's Catch, and I know it's not an 80s movie, but there's something about she's about to leave, and then you have this epiphany of how important she is in your life, and you're going to drop everything to go be with her, right? Like, that's a staple of movies. Can you answer me how in these movies they always get right to the gate before they get on the plane? Like, has nobody ever noticed this obvious loophole and plot in the movie where we live in a world in which you can get parked, walk up to the front where they're about to hand the ticket and get on the plane and have a long, detailed conversation? This happens in every single rom-com. Like, this is the kind of music that's playing. This is how the scene goes, Rob. They play this kind of song, and then the guy's like O.J. Simpson running through the airport, like chasing him. And then when they finally get there, it's like, Rob, what are you doing here? Melissa, I can't live the rest of my life without you. I've tried and I've tried to put it aside, but I love you. The people around are like starting to like create a circle around him as he's having this speech. It's always been you. You're the person that I want to spend the rest of my life with. I want to grow old with you and have children. And then they kiss each other. Everybody goes, woo, it starts to clap. And then the credits start rolling on the screen as this happens. How? How is this the plot for so many movies when it's so obvious how flawed this is? Can you answer this for me? I've been wondering this for like the last 2 days.
I cannot answer. I'll actually add more questions because in this scene you've described, I've had two thoughts because I agree with you. Every time this happens, I think to myself, how did that happen? But there are two things that happen within that that I also think. First and foremost, in this cheesy scene, they seem to always have to go from across town to the airport in like 10 minutes, and they always make it in like 8. Can you imagine if you were in Kansas City and this happened in real life? Let's say you're on the plaza, and you're like, you know what? I've had an epiphany. So-and-so's the one for me. I'm going to jump in an Uber and get there. She's on her plane because the airport's not 4 minutes away from anyone in any city. Never happens. And for some reason, they always get in these cabs where they're like, hey, man, heavy traffic. Step on it. What do cab drivers do all the time?
Step on it.
They always step on it.
No, they do.
They somehow get there with no time to spare. You're right. They get to the gate, no ticket, no issue. The other thing I always think is, as the credits roll, this woman's just out a ticket. She's her luggage.
She just doesn't go.
And her luggage just gone. And usually it's a movie where she's like moving. She's like, you know what? I won't move to New Jersey. Well, all your things are on the plane.
No, she all.
You have no home.
She always is about to take the job in Boston. That's what always happens. Like, she's about to take the job in Boston, and you realize that you live in San Francisco. You can't let her take that job in Boston, or she's gone forever. No, that's what happens every time. It also, what movie is it with Richard Gere? He actually gets on the plane. Like, I understand there's some, like, pre-September 11th, so security, maybe the rules were a lot more lax, and now they're like, hey, maybe this is a bad idea. We shouldn't be letting people do this. We've seen movies where they get on the plane to talk to him before. Now, that's never happened before. Maybe you guys are right, where you could go up to the gate in security, and you could have this conversation with whoever. You've never gotten on the plane and seen this before. People are getting seated and booked and putting their stuff up, and this guy's on the plane screaming, Jessica, Jessica, Rob, what are you doing here? Don't go. This happens all the time.
And for some reason, the bystanders are always like, oh, thank God, a delay in my flight. What are you talking about? If Richard Gere got on my plane to profess his love, I'd be like, get off the plane and do this.
We're trying to leave.
I have a quick turnaround in Charlotte. I got 8 minutes between this gate and my flight back. I don't have time for this. Be gone. Drives me insane.
When you think of cheesy 80s music, what's the song that pops to your head first? Is Rick Astley, is that a 90s song, Never Gonna Give You Up, or is that like early 90s?
I think that's 80s, but like it's not anything.
I mean, that's a great song. Someone said, this makes me want to rewatch Freddie Prinze Jr., and Summer Catch. Freddie Prinze Jr. had a great run. Solid run of films.
You know he's married to Buffy from Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
I did not know that.
There's your fun fact of the day about Freddie Prinze.
I did not know he was married to Sarah Michelle Gellar.
I couldn't remember her real name, but thank you for getting there.
If she's out there as a free agent, that's a great signing. It's a great max deal.
That's a great 90s power couple,
yeah,
right there.
Great. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll be joined by Royals television broadcaster Rex Hudler. Hud really enjoyed your questions last week and said that he is here to help the people. We'll talk to Hud about Danny Duffy and him being traded to the Los Angeles Dodgers, and Hud will answer your questions. If you want to ask Hud a question, 913-576-7610. Keep it locked in right here. It's The Drive on 610 Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.